Yeah, it was really good to get a night in our bed and be home finally after 2 weeks on the road. And I think the guys are recharged and ready to go.
What can you take from the road experiences? Because you guys have said that you've been playing playoff games for the last month, but the last couple of weeks have been pretty intense. Mm-hmm. Can you take anything from those coming into tonight's game?
Yeah, I think so. You know, there's obviously a good feeling about being home and being in front of our own crowd and in our own stadium. But I think there's something about being on the road and the camaraderie and doing it on the road together. And it's always fun to be on the road and have that time, but also, like I said, come home and be in front of our fans.
You've taken on a unique role now here in the postseason. How has your routine changed with this sort of swing, bulk, high leverage, any type of situation role?
Yeah, I think, you know, we're in this part of the season in the playoffs where, you know, anything it takes to win, we're willing to do. So hasn't changed much, you know, kind of switch into that bullpen mode when I'm in there. But, yeah, for the most part, you know, get my throwing in and kind of evaluate what I need pregame and then be ready to go when the game starts.
This Phillies lineup is very unique in that there really aren't any holes, but I guess when you're facing postseason teams, there aren't. How have you guys been approaching this Phillies lineup so far, and what makes them such a challenge?
Yeah, they obviously have good hitters. Like you said, it's they throw out a good lineup 1 through 9, and it's the playoffs. You know, you're going to get tested every single night, and there's 8 teams left. So it's a challenge, but I think, you know, we see them a lot in division. We saw them a lot at the end of the year, both at home and on the road. And so, you know, I think we have some of that recency bias to be able to go off of. But, do our preparation, do our scouting, and be ready for them.
We talked about this on field in Milwaukee after Pete hits the home run, just the reaction. The other day when Mark hits that home run, is it just expected at this point that this team is going to figure out ways to come back into games? Or even at this point, do you have to take a step back and say, I mean, this is pretty remarkable?
Yeah, you know, I don't think it's expected. Nothing in this game is guaranteed. And I think that's why we as a team cherish, you know, every opportunity we get so much. But there's a level of confidence, you know, that whoever's at the plate's going to get it done. And if they don't, you know, the next guy's going to get up there and give it his best, and he has a really good shot to get it done. So, I don't think it's expected, but, you know, there's a lot of confidence and a lot of belief from the team that whoever we put up to the plate is going to be able to have a good at-bat, take a good at-bat, and come through.
Pre-game introductions, you going to take a step back and take this whole atmosphere in?
I think it'll be nice to have the first one in the playoffs in front of our home fans, and so it'll be fun to hear them get loud and get excited before the game. But once that's over, we gotta lock in and go after it and compete.
Game 3s are unique in a 5-game series. A lot of people consider them to be the most important game. Do you approach it any differently, or is every game a must-win at this point?
I mean, every game is a must-win. But yeah, today it's game 3 is the most important because it's the game we play today. So try and take care of today and go 1-0 today, and then we'll worry about the rest tomorrow. So we're focused on today and trying to win today's game, and then we'll move forward.
Thanks, David.
Thank you.